This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Saturday, November 4th. God's word for you today is save, invest, repay. Our scripture reading is taken from Proverbs chapter 13, verse 11. And it says, wealth from get-rich-quick schemes quickly disappears. Wealth from hard work grows over time. If you want to experience financial metamorphosis, I must trust God as my source and supplier. I must keep good records. I must give the first 10% back to God. And I must save and invest for the future. The truth is, if you cannot save money, the seeds of greatness are not in you. Boom. This quote is credited to Clement Stone. It is a very disturbing statement. It disturbed me when I first heard it, and it should disturb you if you are not in this habit yet. If you cannot save money, if you cannot retain wealth, the seeds of greatness are not in you. So, if you find out that you cannot retain wealth, you need to deal with that thing that is preventing you from retaining wealth, because you must be great. Say amen in the name of Jesus. You have to retain wealth. Proverbs chapter 24 verse 27 says, develop your business first before building your house. And it can be applied across board. But say, for instance, I want to buy an expensive ornament for my house. I want to put it in one corner so that when guests come, they will appreciate it and say that my house is beautiful. And I will feel good because my house is beautiful. However, if I invest that same amount, it will cost me to get the ornament. I will be better off in 1 year, 2 years, or 3 years. And I probably will be able to purchase two or three more ornaments at the end of the day. So put your extra money into investment. Nothing is wrong with the paint in your house. Why do you need to give the house a facelift? If your house requires a facelift, then please go ahead. What I am saying is, some things are just not necessary. Your money will do well saved and invested. To experience financial metamorphosis, the fifth thing is, I must set up a repayment plan to get myself out of debt. This is big because a lot of people are struggling with debt. If you are in debt, the first thing you want to do is get yourself out of debt. You do not have margin if you are in debt. God cannot call you to do things for him if you are in debt. God cannot open opportunities for you and say, take this child, if you are in debt. So, the first thing you need to do is to get out of debt. As a principle, do not owe anyone. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 27 to 28 says, don't withhold repayment of your debt. Don't say some other time, if you can pay now. How can you be owing and be buying clothes and buying jewelry? Unbook me down. Something is wrong with that. Listen, you are not living by the scriptures. Use that money to pay off your debt so that your life and finances can experience metamorphosis. Romans chapter 13 verse 8 says, let no debt remain outstanding. Let us pray. Father, empower me to save, invest, and not owe any money. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.